Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 277. Let us continue today the discussion on the SBS of the bile ducts. The biological special program of the bile ducts also follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern with hypersensitivity during conflict active phase and hyposensitivity during healing phase. As in the case of all ectodermal tissues, during conflict active phase, there is ulceration in the lining of the bile ducts in proportion to the intensity and time duration of the conflict. This also occurs in order to serve the biological purpose of nature to widen the bile ducts and to increase the flow of bile so that the digestion may be improved. By this, the whole metabolism will be improved and the conflicts can be easily resolved with added energy. The intensity of the territorial anger conflict decides whether the conflict should affect one or many bile ducts. Pain is the symptom felt during CA phase, but that also varies from mild to severe depending on the intensity of the conflict and subjectivity of the person. During the first part of the healing phase or PCLA, cell proliferation takes place in order to replenish the lost cells. Even this proliferation of cells is also diagnosed as liver cancer by the conventional medicine. Earlier we saw how the cell increase during the hanging starvation conflict causes nodules in the liver parenchyma to be called as hepatocellular carcinoma. We in GNM know very well that calling the increase of cells as cancer is not right because they are occurring during the replenishing process. We also know that healing takes place in a fluid medium. That means there will be fluid accumulation at the site of healing. Therefore, edema is the main symptom of the healing phase. In addition, there may occur abdominal pain also, which can last during the whole healing phase, but it is not a sensory type of pain, but pressure pain. Additional syndrome can increase water retention and hence swelling and pain also. Now let us see what is jaundice, a very common symptom associated with liver, but misinterpreted by the conventional medicine. Jaundice is the result of blockage of bile flow through the common bile duct or several smaller bile ducts. It can show as yellow skin, yellow sclera, brown urine, light yellow stool, etc. This obstruction can be by a pancreas tumor obstructing the common bile duct. Jaundice in newborns is very common and it is caused by a territorial anger occurred already in the womb. A fetus can also suffer a territorial anger conflict with or on behalf of the mother who experiences a distress in the delivery room, a difficult delivery, improper handling of baby by the medical team at birth, etc. Jaundice occurs when the baby or the mother feels safe during the healing phase. If healing occurs with inflammation, that condition is known as hepatitis. If set on tracks reactivating original territorial anger conflict, it can result in acute hepatitis. A hanging healing following continual conflict relapses and delaying a complete healing can result in chronic hepatitis. It is a false claim by conventional medicine that hepatitis is caused by various hepatitis viruses like A, B, C, D, and E. Nobody has detected a corresponding virus structure in any of the so-called hepatitis patients. That means there exists no scientific verification for the existence of hepatitis virus or any other virus, including HIV. As per GNM, there is no justification for vaccinating the newborns or immunizing travelers. With a simultaneous healing in the striated muscles of the bile ducts, there can have acute sharp pain and cramps or spasms called liver colic during the epileptoid crisis of bile ducts. During the later part of healing phase or PCLB, bile ducts open and starts functioning normally. As in the case of the epileptoid crisis of all other organs controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortex, here also there can occur a troubled circulation, dizzy spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness like a fainting or an absence depending on the intensity of the conflict. Blood sugar also can drop due to excessive use of glucose by the brain cells. Liver cirrhosis can also occur due to constant relapses of territorial anger conflicts. Recurrent repair processes in the bile ducts by replacing the squamous epithelial lining by scar tissue can severely compromise the liver functions. In none of these patients, the underlying conflict is addressed and the condition can therefore be fatal. The conventional medicine wrongly claims that the ascites or the fluid in the abdomen is caused by high blood pressure in the portal vein of the liver. About 50% of the cirrhosis patients develop ascites or water belly. According to GNM explanations, these are territorial anger, abandonment and existence conflicts simultaneously occurring without complete resolution of them. Cirrhosis is usually considered as fatal and hence a diagnosis of it is having a poor prognosis. Here we have to think about a wrong explanation made by conventional medicine regarding the alcohol consumption as causative of liver diseases, especially liver cirrhosis. It is just as they explain smoking as a cause of lung cancer. There are people who develop cirrhosis without any habit of alcoholism and there are people who regularly drink alcohol without developing cirrhosis, just as the case with lung cancer and smoking. Territorial anger conflicts and drinking often go together. Alcoholics often belong to lower classes of society. Their sorrows and miseries and the territorial anger together cause liver cirrhosis, liver cancer, etc. Friends, the revolutionary knowledge you receive from Dr. Hammer is to be shared for the wellness of the humanity. Please do it. I'm Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.